Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 431 for Friday, June 12th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were firmer Friday morning. Early advances in Chicago soy oil futures spilled over to underpin the market. Canola values in Winnipeg were anywhere from $2 to $3 higher, July up $2 at $490.60 per ton. Further support came from the softer Canadian dollar as it made canola less expensive to crushers and exporters. Ongoing worries about unfavorable growing conditions in Western Canada, as parts of the Western Prairies are still in need of rain, added to the bullish tone. There are forecasts calling for rain in the drier regions, but it may not be enough to provide full relief. Some spillover pressure did come from the decline seen in Chicago soybean, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures. The large global oilseed supply situation was also overhanging the canola market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Chicago soybean futures were mostly lower, with prices steady to 4 cents softer. The July contract was half a cent higher at $9.40.5 a bushel. November down 4 cents at $9.04. Values were undermined by the strong U.S. dollar as it made supplies less attractive on the export market. The large global supply situation and generally good weather for U.S. soybean crops were bearish as well. Though worries about wet weather causing some planting delays in parts of the U.S. Midwest helped to limit the downside. Corn futures were slightly softer in Chicago. Prices were trading steady to 2 cents lower. July down 1.25 cents at $3.55 a bushel. The weakness was linked to a strong U.S. dollar as it made corn more expensive to foreign buyers. Large domestic and global supplies of the commodity were also overhanging prices, though strength in wheat and good demand from the ethanol industry were supportive. Chicago wheat futures were firmer as traders covered shorts following recent declines and ahead of the weekend. Values in Chicago were 3 to 4 cents higher, July up 4 cents at $5.08 a bushel. Worries about reduced quality for the U.S. winter wheat crop were also providing some support, though a continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. supplies and expectations of large global ending stocks limited the advances. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada, and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, June 12th. I'm Taryn Shields.